A statement clarifying issues. Now at this Wednesday morning meeting, she asked E.J. Wagoner to make a statement reviewing certain facts, which she hoped would offer some explanations that would help the brethren. After that, the floor was opened for questions. Reporting the meeting, she explained in a letter to Willie and Mary. It was finally simmered down to this, that, in 1888, a letter had come to Battle Creek, from California to Brother Butler, telling them, the brethren in Battle Creek, that plans were all made to drive the law in Galatians. This was met and explained, that there were no plans laid. You can see how these explanations must have looked to those present. The questions referred to an incident that took place in California prior to the Institute in Minneapolis. This was recounted by A.T. Jones some years later. Sometime before starting to that institute, C. H. Jones, general manager of the Pacific Press, W. C. White, and some others asked Brother Wagoner and me to go with them for a few days outing and study together the scriptures on these heretical questions that were certain to come up. Wind of this little innocent thing wafted to the brethren in Battle Creek as further confirmation of their settled view that Brother Wagoner and I, in furtherance of our scheme to revolutionize the doctrine of the denomination, were working other brethren into our scheme so as to come to the Institute and General Conference at Minneapolis so strongly fortified as to carry our scheme. We did not know till after the Institute and Conference were all over that the General Conference men in Battle Creek held these things concerning us. And so in all innocence we came to the meeting expecting just nothing but plain Bible study to know the truth.
DF 53, A. T. Jones to C. E. Holmes, May 12, 1921.
On the next Sunday, March 16, Ellen White carried the account of the Wednesday meeting further. I have learned that the meeting we held last Wednesday was very much a success. I think those who have made so much out of so very little were much surprised at the outcome or showing up of the matter by E.J. Wagoner and myself. Ellen White then wrote of a meeting Sabbath afternoon in the publishing house chapel, called by Olson. She told of it. I spoke three times, very short twice, once a little longer. Elder Olson talked well. He has been giving excellent talks. They are right to the point. Brother Eldridge spoke of the meeting held a few days before, to investigate some things, as being excellent. He said that it was thought they had something to fight, but it was only a man of straw. He was relieved, for he was happily disappointed. Larson spoke well. Brother Porter spoke, but not as clearly and to the point as we might have expected. Oh, how hard for these men to die! Brother Dan Jones then spoke. He stated that he had been tempted to give up the testimonies, but if he did this, he knew he should yield everything, for we had regarded the testimonies as interwoven with the third angel's message, and he spoke of the terrible scene of temptations. I really pitied the man.